Hello, hello, Duarte. How are you? I can't hear you.
Hi, Martin. Sorry. I'm saying that until now, I ran away from the virus.
I can't hear you.
I am with the micro on. Just a second, please. Yes, is better, Martin? No. Is it okay now? No. Martin?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Ah, great. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. How are you?
Fine. I said to you, fine, thank you so much. I hope to find you fine as well.
Yes, yes.
Until now, I got it to run away from the virus.
Yes, you are keeping safe.
The situation is very bad in my country, but thank God, me and my family, until now, we didn't got it.
Okay, we thank God. We're praying that you'll stay that way.
Thank you, Martin.
Yes, yes.
Martin, thank you so much for your time, but I thought it will be useful to give you a feedback of my trip.
Yeah, that'd be...
Because it was not a particular trip. So I have been there as president of IPU, and I think that you should have all the information, of course.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So... To begin by the beginning, from Qatar.
Yes.
From Qatar, I raised the problem with the speaker. Of course, they were wonderful. They are a real friend of us.
Very good.
For instance, I spoke in their assembly.
Yeah.
And this is an honor that is not given to anyone, only to special friends. And so it was an honor that I never will forget it.
And very good.
But also, in my meeting with our friend, I asked him about the compromise he had with IPU to give that amount to the... expansion of the headquarters of IPU, and we are waiting for it. Okay, it told me that yes, it was a compromise of him. He said that yes, it's true. Then, just between us, then he understood that Gabriela was against it, and so he don't wish to be in the middle of a war or a crisis or something, and they decide to postpone the delivery of the amount. So I said to our speaker, of course, there is no problems with it. Okay, it was passed. Now we are working together, and please, it's good for IPU, and it's good for Qatar as well, because the Subcommittee of Finance will raise the issue one day, and the image of Qatar will be affected by it.
And very good.
And so he says, yes, okay, if you agree on this, if there is no problems about it, we will, as soon as possible, deliver the amount to the account of IPU, and so our compromise will be done. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah, okay. That's very good. Thank you so much for, you know, making that push. I have been patient myself, because I knew he had discussed this issue with me, we said, okay, we don't want to embarrass Qatar, we don't want to put them in any difficulties, because they have other issues, and people are accusing them of all things, and let's keep the matter cool for the time being, and then raise it again after we have a new president. So that is fine with me. I think we will follow. They have all the documentation that we sent to them directly. I hope that they will come back to us soon, because they are our friends, and I don't want to do anything or let anybody do anything that will damage our relationship.
Of course. And now I will send a letter this week to say thank you for the way they received me, and I will remember it in my letter.
So. Okay, very good. Very good. That would be appreciated. Thank you very much, Eduardo.
Martin, as I said, we should work as a team. So when, yes, if it's possible, we should be on the same side.
Yeah, very good.
After it, in Kuwait. Mm. In Kuwait, it was very interesting. Of course, the speaker is also amazing. We have a problem of gender participation. As you know, there is no one, no woman elected to the parliament. So zero women in the new parliament, what is not something very kind to our ideals.
Yes.
But the speaker, as you know, there is 15 members of parliament that are appointed by the emir. And
yes,
he said he's working with emir, trying to have at least two women appointed by the emir in this quota of 15.
Yes.
So the delegations of Kuwait to some meetings, like IPU meetings, will have a gender balance, may I say.
Yeah, I think it's important.
Of course.
And he knows too that I have helped him in the past. You know, Kuwait was going to be put on a blacklist, and I pleaded with the governing bodies to understand the situation. At the time, they had one member of parliament who was a woman and also a minister, and so she was very busy. She could not come to the IPU, I traveled to Kuwait upon the invitation of the speaker. And I met with the Prime Minister. We had agreed that what we could do is, instead of just condemning Qatar for not having women, we should work with them to promote the entry of women into parliament. And I made a number of proposals to them, but they did not follow up. And that is the outcome now. Now they don't have any women. So maybe we should encourage them again to go back to looking at how they can create greater awareness in Kuwait about gender equality, and you know, we can help. We did this with a country like Egypt. There they increased their number. We did it with Tunisia. They increased their number, and so I don't see why we cannot do it with Kuwait.
Of course, we may try to encourage them to do it. And of course, they said they are against any quotas.
Yeah.
So it will be just because it will be good for them and for the democracy to have both gender represented in one parliament. It is not possible to accept that in 21st century women will be completely out of one parliament.
I agree. I think it's not good for them. It's not good for their image.
Yes.
But because they have a lot to offer in the region, they are, I understand, a moderating influence in the region. They are trusted by many countries in that region. And so if they are lagging behind when it comes to gender, it's not good for them because, you know, everybody else is moving. You have women speakers in the Arab world. You have Saudi Arabia has women, many women, and Qatar and Kuwait. It's not good.
We would
encourage them. I think that further to your visit, I will approach the speaker to propose again to him that we go back. If they don't want quotas, let's look at other mechanisms that would at least encourage women to be represented in parliament.
And finally, in Emirates, first in Kuwait, they show us that they are available to do two things. Also, this was a speech of the speaker, but also from the foreign affairs minister. Because I have been with the Emir, Crown Prince, the Prime Minister, the Foreign Affairs Minister, was about universality of IPU.
Yes.
They said that they have strong relations, very strong relations with Liberia and with Kiribati.
Yes.
Because Foreign Affairs Minister said to me, as you know, Kiribati, in all meetings of Asian meetings, for instance, we are sit side by side.
Yes, Kuwait, Kiribati.
And so we make special relations, something what happened with Qatar and Portugal. The beginning was this way, because Qatar is always side by side with the Portuguese delegation. And so, and he said, we are ready to help everything you need, at least these two countries, to join IPU.
Okay.
So I don't know what we may do if we write the letter to the speakers inviting them to join us or to visit to our headquarters in Geneva or something similar, for instance. I may travel to Geneva to be there with you, of course. And after it, we may try to ask our friends of Kuwait to help us to have more two members inside our organization.
Okay, very good, very good. We can do that. That is what we would like our members to do, to help us grow.
Of course.
Yes. So, we can follow up on that.
I thought that, as I understood from the Foreign Affairs and from the Speaker, Foreign Affairs Minister, they have strong economical help to Liberia.
And okay.
So they influence there may help us. Okay.
Okay. Very good.
We say in Portugal there is a lot of ways to catch a mouse.
Okay. Yeah. That's true. Okay.
If it's legal, we don't care.
Okay.
We just need to get it.
Okay. Very good.
And
then UAE. And
Emirates.
Yes.
Okay, Emirates. The first thing, they propose something that I think, and I explained that it is not be easy, but they tell me they will talk also with Indonesia. Mm-hmm. They wish to receive next spring the assembly of IPU. Why?
Okay.
Because there is the expo in Dubai. And so they said to me and the speaker that the spirit of this exposition is tolerance between all people and countries of the world.
Yes.
And for this occasion, they wish to organize and received one IPU assembly there.
Okay.
I said that, okay, this is not, but in our program, in the executive committee, we approved, I remember, that we have the invitation from Indonesia to host our meeting.
Yes.
Next spring.
Yeah, that's right.
And so they tell me, okay, we will talk also with Indonesia, try to see if they are available to postpone, for instance, to autumn next year, if the wish of Indonesia is not because they have a special moment of celebration, it can be equal to receive the assembly in April or in October. And so mm-hmm. if there is, but they will talk directly with our friends of the Indonesia.
Okay.
And I said to the speaker, and he said yes, that he will invite you to make a visit there to explain to you all of it and how they are preparing the letter and the program, because they have a lot of ideas already to the assembly. We didn't decide yet.
Yes, but
we will do this and this and that and that. Okay, be careful. It's better to invite the Secretary General and talk with him, and the Secretariat will see how it will happen, if it's possible.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. I think that the first thing for them is to approach Indonesia.
Yes.
Because I do understand that the Indonesians are very keen to host the conference the assembly in April, March, April next year. So it is something, things they have, they go ahead from the government council. It is only change if, okay, we have discussed with United Arab Emirates, and we can switch, and in that case, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem.
Okay, thank you, Martin. So, but we wait for the approach with Indonesia to see, and of course, your visit to there.
Okay.
Also they are available. And I don't know how it works. I'll say the direct. I think we have found to help some countries to attend the meetings, especially the undeveloped countries from far away, from South Pacific or from Africa or something. They
yes.
said to me, the speaker, they are available to give some amount of money to this program to achieve a more participation of countries in our assemblies.
Okay.
Not just in Dubai, in general, They said to me, because I said that universal spirit of the IPU is one of our targets, but we know that some countries have problems to have resources to attend all the meetings, assemblies, and so on. And we have a fund to help them, but it is not enough. If we have more countries rising that wish this kind of support, and the speaker said to me, "Okay, we don't care, we don't mind to tell me what you need, and we will study, and we can help to make grow this fund to help countries to attend the assemblies."
Very good. So we have the Parliamentary Solidarity Fund, which they can contribute to. I think it's easy. It's transparent. It comes into the IPU fund coffers, and we have rules that govern the use of these funds. And again, I think it is consistent with the ambition of promoting universal membership in IPU. So fine, I think it's good. I thank them for that offer. We can discuss that with them.
And after it, they, of course, the speaker of Qatar loved the idea that he will be a panelist in our hearing, UN hearing. And I invite him in person, and it was like it very much. Of course, our friends from Kuwait raised the question of Palestinians, always a question of Palestinians, and it was not easy for them. I don't understand why they are, but why they are so involved, and no, they don't have an open mind. Now in this region, every country are speaking each other, but Kuwait still completely closed and do not accept any talks with Israel.
Yeah.
And also I am forgetting one thing, but I don't remember what. Kuwait, Emirates, I'm trying to see. I don't know. Dr. Dalila is here with me, trying to remember the things I said that I wish to say, and of course the invitation that the speaker of Emirates will send you to visit Abu Dhabi and to talk about these issues. It will be very important.
Okay, very good. I will be pleased to go back there, because they are one of the countries with whom we have very good relations. And there was one thing that, they too are almost in the same situation as Qatar. They promised to give us money. I send the documentation to you. And actually sent, we had a draft agreement that was to be concluded, but they never sent us the original. And so they have not paid us the 500,000 Swiss francs that they had promised to pay us. They have always said that they will pay, but they haven't done that so far. So I have been hopeful that you might raise this with them to see if they can do what Qatar has done, promise to pay the money. But if not, we can follow up. If you want to mention in your letter of thanks, mention that particular point. I think Dalila has the correspondence. Don't you have it? The note, I think, in one of the briefing notes that we sent to you.
Yes, Martin, I have. And also, the speaker of Qatar wished to, they said to me that they wish to conclude a memorandum of understanding with IPU.
Very good. I have told them that, I will be prepared conclude that memorandum of understanding. We don't need to take it to the executive committee, because this support the technical work organization, and we can do that very quickly. I told them that I can jump onto a flight and come, sign the agreement and take the money.
That's easy.
Yeah, easy. Okay.
So this is the most important issues that I wish to share with you.
Very good. Thank you very much for doing that. It gives us a clear idea of how we can move forward on these dossiers. But as you know, you have seen the IPU is strong in that region, and want to keep it that way on presidency, because it is a region where that has a lot of potential for the IPU, where the IPU can be seen to be making a difference in terms of bringing more democracy, gender equality, for instance, but also getting them to invest more in the IPU to support the younger countries, the developing countries. So I'm very keen for us to develop those relations with those countries. And that is why, if you allow me, there is Bahrain.
Yes, next week.
Yes. And Bahrain, we have been receiving the Speaker of the Arab Parliament, who has been here. He's been here in his capacity as Speaker of the Arab Parliament. But you will have received the invitation from the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mrs. Fawzia Zanail.
Yes. Yes.
To visit officially as her guest. She called me last night and said that she wanted to know whether during your stay in Bahrain you would have time for them, so that they want to arrange for a good visit for you, including meeting with the king and senior officials in the country. So she wanted to know whether during that visit you will set aside time for the parliament, and not only for the Speaker of the Arab Parliament. I said I'll come back to her after I've spoken with you.
Of course, Martin. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, when I'm doing a visit like this, it's a work visit. So all the time will be useful to contact in every field.
Yes.
So, of course, not just the Arab Parliament, but with the House of Representatives of Bahrain, of course. And so everything she wish that may be important, I will do it.
Okay. I suggest then the office respond to her, because she wrote officially to you to say that you accept her invitation, and that you're looking forward to to visiting, and thank for the arrangements that she may make for you to be present in Parliament, but also to meet with high-level dignitaries. So it's a combined visit.
Okay.
It's important for
Thank
her.
You so much, Martin.
Prepare
it, and tomorrow you can put my... Yeah, thank you so much. Tomorrow we will send it.
Okay, very good. I think give us a copy to the office, yeah.
And of course, Lila will send you also a copy to you.
Okay, very good. While we're in the Arab region, I think I mentioned in one of my messages that the Speaker of the Arab Parliament has invited me to Cairo.
Yes.
For a couple of things. First of all, to attend the opening of the Arab Parliament later this month, but also to have a working session with the members of the Arab Parliament on the priorities of the IPU and how we can help the Arab Parliament strengthen itself as a regional parliament. They think that it is important if there is that face-to-face meeting with me, and we will look into issues of gender equality, how they can help in our program on fighting terrorism, the SDGs. And he is hoping that we can conclude a memorandum of understanding And that one we would have to take to the executive committee and the council, because it's between two institutions. And then we will identify what it is that we can do. I think this will help to bring us closer to the Arab world. In addition to the work that we are doing with the
European Parliament,
the Parliamentary Union.
Yes. Now it is important, Martin. We know that these countries are with evolution in their societies, and so we need to be present. If not, the train will cross, and we will not see. And we will,
we will
take it.
That's right. So I am hopeful that COVID willing, I will travel to Cairo later this month. Okay, and then also, because we are still in the region, very quickly, there's Palestine. You mentioned Palestine.
Yes.
Yes, I have had consultations with the leader of the delegation, Azam. You know Azam?
I know. Yeah.
And we spoke this week, because I'm trying to gauge the mood of the various stakeholders in the region in light of the various positive events, developments that have taken place in the region. Azam used to be very much against the rapprochement between some Arab countries and Israel. Now they have changed their mind. They
are open. Great.
Yeah, they have changed their mind. And they have lots of hope for developments in the region because of the Biden administration. The Biden administration has indicated that they're going to restore cooperation with Palestine. They're going to open the offices in, they're going to reopen the Palestinian office in Washington. They're opening a consulate, I think, in Ramallah. So they are very happy about that. And he is, I think, Azam is very, I think, open now to that engagement. It was not like that before. So I think that this mood will be, I will take it to the Committee on Middle East Questions when they do meet. Because we need to promote this positive atmosphere in the region, because otherwise the Palestinians will be overtaken by other events. You know, all other countries are, like, as you said, they are talking to Israel, and they, if they stay behind and they are against, this will not work for them. And the other thing is, they have extended an invitation for me to organize for IPU to observe the elections that are taking place in May, July, and August this year. I have explained that the IPU's policy is not to be involved in elections that are not supervised by the United Nations. But given the strategic importance of Palestine for the IPU, we would look into how we can encourage countries to be involved in those elections. We will look into how we can provide technical assistance to the committee, the electoral commission in Palestine, so that the elections can be viewed to be free and fair. So they have sent me an invitation, I think it was yesterday. I am looking at this, and I would recommend that we look at how we can support the process without going into observing the elections, so to speak, because that is not our territory.
Of course, Martin, this is not one of our duties.
Yeah.
We have not this role like OSCF, so we, OSCE.
Yeah.
Yes, they are observers in many elections. We never did it, but this is a special area of the world. And every support, all the support we may give, it will be good to achieve peace there. And so, if it's possible, of course, we may try to incentivate
the countries very
to
good.
Attend meeting, to attend the elections.
Okay, very good, very good. We will follow up on that. I think we are finished with
Middle East.
Yes.
Now I will have a meeting in the next 10 minutes with our friends of the executive committee from GRULAC.
Very good.
About Venezuela.
Yes.
I will try to arrange a consensus with them.
Yes.
I don't know if it will be easy, but at least I need to try.
Okay.
I received your document. It is very clear what is in favor and against all the options we have. And it is easy to also to understand what is the recommendation in this document.
Yeah.
But, okay. I will have the discussion, because if it's possible to reach a consensus with them before the next Monday, it will be better to not spend a lot of time with this issue next Monday during the executive committee.
Yeah, very good. We received a message from your office that if I wanted to join the meeting, I could come. But maybe I have other commitments. But Anda will be there. Anda will be there, and we'll see how things go. I might come in for a few minutes, and then I have to leave. But Venezuela. We wanted to in that note, to explain that in these matters, it is not the politics of it that counts, it is the legality of the matter. And this is something that the IPU has experienced since a long, long time ago, and they have been consistent over the years. We have tried to put that in the notes. And the notes of Quebec in 2012 is very clear that if you go down the political path, then you grind to a standstill and you violate the very principle of the organization, that of being able to bring people together of different diverse opinions and political ideologies to discuss issues of peace and development. So
this document was sent to all members of the executive committee?
We haven't. I wanted to discuss this with you before we send it. If you do agree, I will get my
office. Yes, please.
Yes. I think it's important that it goes out to all of them, because you promised to send a note to them, but this one I think can serve as that note, because it gives the various options and the advantages and disadvantages. So it is clear to everybody that you have the objective facts there and you decide. But as you say, the note is very clear about our preference, and I think that that is what is important for them.
Yes, Martin, please, if it's possible to send to everyone.
Okay.
It would be nice.
Okay, very good.
Martin, now, not for Monday, but for the future.
Yes.
One question that I don't know if Anda reports you. In my meeting with the chairpersons of the geopolitical groups,
they
raised was if it's possible to send to all of them also the agenda of each executive committee, because they wish to talk with their members, and they don't know what issues will be on the table.
Okay,
I said him that I agree. That in my past, as chair of the 12 plus, I asked for it, but once you called me and you said to me, okay, Eduard, it's not possible to send to you, because if not, I need to send to everyone.
Yeah.
And I got the documentation from our members, from the executive committee, of course, because we always meet before the ExCom, to share opinions and to discuss all the issues. And I don't remember, I'm completely frank, if there was Arda or from GRULAC, maybe, I don't remember, who asked it And I said, okay, I will ask the Secretary General for future to send to you. And if you wish to meet your members and to discuss issues with before the EXCOM, feel free, because then the representation of the geopolitical group will not defend their own position, but a position that was discussed with the chair person of each group. And if it's possible, yeah, to the next future.
Okay, very good. I don't have a problem. We can share the agenda.
The agenda.
Yeah, the agenda, but not the background document.
Of course not.
Yes, so we can share, and we will make it clear that we are sharing it to all the geopolitical groups,
yes,
in the interest of equity. That's fine, but we will keep the background documentation to the members of the executive committee. But if they want to discuss those background documentations with their geopolitical groups, it is their business. They should do that. That is their role. But you know, so we will think of that in the future. So not to, I agree with that. Okay.
Thank you, Martin.
Yeah. A few things, just quickly. So
yes,
you know,
please.
We have. You've seen Myanmar.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we issued a strong statement condemning what has happened in Myanmar. Yes, and the press corps in Geneva invited me to a briefing where I explained that what was happening in Myanmar was against the very foundation of the IPU, and we cannot support that.
And next meeting of the EXCOM, we should,
yeah,
express also a condemnation of what happened, yeah, there.
Yeah, very good. And then, just quickly, the issue because of women. I sent you earlier today a message. You may not have read it, about the co-chairs of the steering committee of WTO. It came this afternoon, I think. So I just want you to take a look and let me know what you feel, what so that we can move on that front. Then I think the last thing that I have here on my list was just to inform you that I am in the process of securing a secondment from the Austrian Parliament of a senior diplomat to help build our relations with the UN in Vienna, because there are many UN agencies in Vienna and we are not tapping enough into what they are doing there. So the Austrian Parliament has offered a senior diplomat, ambassador, who will be kind of our liaison person in the parliament, and they will provide all the facilities for the person. So you, just for your information, I am raising the details. Yeah, the other things I think we can, yeah, that's it. And then just one last thing, let me remind you of the Portuguese ambassador in Washington.
Yes.
If you can do that introduction, yes, colleagues, follow up. They have contacted the ambassador in New York, and they are working with him. But the one in Washington, I think, if you could help establish.
Of course. Tomorrow we will do it.
Okay.
It will be on our agenda tomorrow to
okay. Okay.
To the Portuguese ambassador there.
Okay. Very good.
About the meeting here with Mr. Guterres.
Yes.
Now, I talk with our speaker, but you know, we are in a lockdown completely,
mm-hmm,
here in Portugal.
Yeah.
And emergency state was declared, and we don't receive any special events right now inside our parliament. Maybe. We don't know when it will be solved. I think it will remain this in this way at least all the February.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
We hope maybe in March we can try to open step by step. And so only after it we will arrange the event. But
okay.
But before that, I don't know, it's not possible. Is one of the rules.
Oh yeah, okay, very good. We're there, whenever it happens, it happens.
Of course.
Yes, okay.
Thank you, Martin.
No, thank you, thank you. So I will join your meeting briefly, but I'll let Anda continue with you. I mean,
okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. See you in a moment. Okay, see you in a moment.